So there Lewis was, flying through the Midlandian sky, nowhere near his mom, dad, home, the junkyard junk lot, or his beloved radio-controlled cars. Blue and white light radiated from his body, making him look like a human comet. He felt limitless, as if he were being reborn as a god. The night sky streaking by was like none he had ever seen. Electric shades of violet, deep blues, and rich purples wove together around him. Way off in the distance, there was a massive, glistening mountain range, and beyond that, a large city with shiny buildings blanketed in light. Everything felt vibrant, as if it were all somehow alive. This had to be a dream, and now he was sure he would wake up because he was heading straight for a mountain. The collision would kill him, and he had never before died in a dream. Okay, wake up, Lewis thought, but nothing changed. Panic set in. Lewis screamed and crossed his forearms in front of his face as if that would ease the impact. Yeah, right. Blam! He blasted straight into the mountain with such force that his 12-year-old body tore a 20-foot-wide, 60-yard-deep hole through it. Surprisingly, slamming through rock reminded him of the cool, wet, and exhilarating sensation of traveling down the water slide that led to the junkyard junk lot. But this time, it was much more intense and all over his body. He was still screaming, but it was amazing. Then he crashed hard on his right shoulder, hitting the lush, grassy Midlandian ground and tearing a chasm 6 feet wide and hundreds of feet long. He lay still and silent, but not unconscious. Finally, he pressed his palms to the earth and rested on his knees. He slowly stood, unharmed. There was a quiet power growing inside of him. Lewis proofs celestial infection rate, 8%. Lewis looked up at the sturdy mountain hundreds of feet away. It seemed like nothing would be able to shake it, but there it was. A 20-foot hole that he had made. He could see the night sky on the other side. The mountain didn't hurt me. This is a dream? It doesn't feel like a dream, Lewis thought. He didn't have a scratch. Plus, he couldn't recall ever being more alert. Everything was so vivid. There was no moon, yet light radiated from the odd violet star-kissed sky. Lewis began to walk. In the last 5 minutes, he collapsed in front of his uncle's store in frantic pain, stood before a bluish light with two other children, and blown through a mountain. And now, here he was wandering in a strangely bright night. Where was he? Suddenly, a voice grabbed Lewis's attention. It had a vibration that he had never heard before, but he could understand it clearly. Perilyn! It tore through the sky. It must be one of the children. You have to hurry. Rain is on his way to destroy this child, and you if you get in his way. Why are you so eager to reach this child alone anyway? The voice said. Lewis looked everywhere but saw no one. He couldn't even tell what direction the voice was coming from. It was like it was being transmitted directly into his head, as if he was meant to hear it. Lewis figured the city he had seen was the best place to go for help. Destroy this child! He had to be the child. So he began to run, but there was no place to hide from whoever was speaking. Azron, when I find all three children, Olivian's gate will reappear to welcome them. And if I cross the gate with them, Olivian will make me a favorite, a second voice said. Where are they? Where am I? Lewis thought as he ran, frantically looking around. You fool. You're going to battle all of Midlandia, fighting both Enolai and Ilone to become a favorite? Of course I can't wait to see such an exciting show. Things have been boring even with Galanius, Trife, and Arminian escaping. But you do know there's no way you can win, right? Azron said before barging right on with hardly a pause. I'm not taking any falls for you, though. And when you're caught, I want to be the one to cast you into the infinite abyss. I've always wanted to do that to someone. Fine. If I get caught, you can be the one to throw me into the infinite abyss. But I won't lose. Thanks for telling me about the child, Perelin said. The next time we meet, we may not be on the same side, my friend. Don't take it personally. Asron laughed, and the laugh slowly faded, as if Asron was flying away.